Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Ariel Van Cleve. This week on AK, subsistence. 5 years ago, Peter Williams was depressed and an alcoholic hitting bottom. Now he's a successful artist in Sitka who hunts sea otters and sews mittens, scarves, and other products from their fur. He says learning how to hunt marine mammals offered him a place to heal. Diana Saverin has the story.
From the stern of his small skiff, Peter Williams squints his eyes and scans the surface of the rippling water. He's looking for the small heads of sea otters, preferably a pod without pups, as he navigates between thickly forested islands in kelp beds.
This does look like there are pups in there, but I'm still gonna scope it out to see.
Peter approaches a lump of slick black rocks and pulls the skiff towards it using a grappling hook. When a swell lifts the skiff close to the coast, he jumps off the stern. He sets up his gear on the rockweed, crouching low and peeking at the pod over the rocks. He lines his face up next to his rifle and rests the gun on his green life jacket. Minutes pass. He is silent and his stance unmoving. The gray water pools an expanding circle of electric red around one floating head. He takes 6 shots total, missing 3 times and killing 3 otters.
When you're hunting, you're engaging in one of the oldest relationships that have ever existed on the planet, which is the predator-prey relationship. When I continue practices in hunting for my ancestors that go back thousands of years, it has really lifted like these veils, can completely change my perception and understanding of the world.
Unlike most hunters in Sitka, Peter hunts marine mammals. Though under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, such hunting is generally illegal, Alaska Natives are exempt from the law because of their traditional relationship with the animals. Peter is half Yupik, but moved from Northwest Alaska to Sitka as a baby, where his white single mother and her parents raised him.
I struggle a bit with like feeling how I fit in, like how I fit into the white community because I don't look white. How do I fit into the Tlingit community because I'm not Tlingit? How do I fit into the Yupik community because I wasn't raised Yupik? So I struggle quite a bit with like my identity and where I fit in. I really identify that as an Alaska Native, though. I feel like I can identify with kind of, you know, that universal Alaska Native experience.
This struggle with where he fit in drove Peter into years of substance abuse and depression. But his hunting, he said, helped him heal. Peter thinks hunting marine mammals can offer the space for many other Alaska Natives to heal as well.
The beginning of the cultural trauma that Alaska Natives have experienced, disease, alcohol, various forms of oppression, was brought by those that were pursuing the sea otter fur. And now only Alaska Natives can hunt and work with this wonderful animal. It's kind of full circle, and it's a great, great place to heal, and it's a great way to heal.
We scramble back along the rocks and jump into the skiff. Peter navigates around the islands to the spots where the backs of the 3 dead sea otters float. He stands at the edge of the skiff and pulls the bodies onto the seat between us. Their soft fur is dark, wet, and still warm. The dripping blood mixes with the sloshing salt water in the bottom of the boat.
Before I skin it, I'll give it its last drink of water, which is based off of Eskimo custom for seal hunting. The belief is that since the seal spends all of its life in the salt water, it's very thirsty. So if the hunter would give it a drink of fresh water, that it would give its life to the hunter for that fresh water.
Though many of his rituals correspond with Alaska Native cultural traditions, Peter has largely created his own path as a hunter, both how to physically hunt the animals and also how to respect and build a spiritual relationship with them. And he also taught himself to take meat from the animals, which most Tlingits don't do, as they hunt otters principally for their fur and not their meat.
Right now we are like roasting some sea otter meat over a fire, and we both agree that it's rather delicious. And this isn't something that I would have been doing like 3 years ago. Like it's a ongoing journey, discovering myself, discovering my place in the world.
It's moments like these, sitting around roasting sea otter backstrap on sticks, that things just make sense for Peter.
Subsistence is really getting back to where we came from, you know, all people, whether you're native or whether you're, you know, German. I happen to be both, you know.
For AK, I'm Diana Saverin.